Trouble by Georgina Glasgow, Year 8. I'm sitting at the kitchen table and Mum is pacing up and down with her eyes watching my every move. She's wearing that stupid red dress that you just can't help laughing at. I can guess she's obviously angry and that thoughts are flying all over her mind, but I can't quite work out if it's because I stole Mr. White, our next door neighbour's sombrero, and put it on Molly the dog, or if it's because I took Mum's vodka and made a massive bonfire in the back garden with all my mates from school. But either way, I can definitely tell that she wants to kill me right now. It's like one of those interrogations on CSI on Channel 5, where they just look at you and put them under so much pressure that they give in and confess to the whole thing, but there's no chance of me confessing because I don't know which one I've done, and I don't want to get in two kinds of trouble. Wah! Saved by the Wine. My sister Hayley's newborn was at ours. Well, she was at ours pretty much all the time, since Hayley's job is so important. Anyway, as soon as Mum is up the stairs and out of sight, I pushed my chair back and the screech of it sliding against the laminate made my ears ring, and it was sure to make Mum suspicious. But I had no time to lose. It would normally take Mum 2 minutes and 30 seconds to get the baby back to sleep. I knew this because I was more or less in this position every week. I ran up the stairs missing one step, then two, then three. I got to my room and collapsed on my bed, panting heavily. Mum hadn't seen or heard me, and I think my time had been a record, since I do it all the time. May, get down here right now. You're not getting away with it that easily, Mum shouted from the bottom of the stairs. Just as I thought I was going to get away with it. I must have done something really bad this time, if she has to call me back down the stairs. I got up and dragged myself down the stairs, this time missing no steps, making sure I took my time, since as Mum always says, her alone time makes her calm down. But I doubt it will work this time, seeing that she seems to be really mad. In this situation, all I could do was just sit there and take the blame, because I don't want to admit to anything, but I have a feeling Mum wants me to apologise for what I've done, so it's not going to be easy. Well, what do you have to say for yourself? I shrugged my shoulders. I didn't have a clue what the hell I'd done. And sure, if it was about the sombrero or the vodka, she would have said something by now, so it's obviously about something 10 times worse, but I don't have a clue what it could be. There are no possible other things that I remember doing that could get Mum this upset. I just don't understand. I could just blab about everything I've done, as if it's not any of them. Take my punishment for those two things and whatever it is Mum's going on about. Okay, I did everything. I put the neighbour's sombrero on the dog and I took your vodka and made a bonfire, I blurted out. Well, thank you for admitting that. You see, I just wanted you to tell the truth, May, Mum said it. I hadn't done anything wrong. She just wanted me to tell her stuff. She says it was a clever trick and she'll probably use it again. But the thing is, I know what she does now, so I can catch her out. And that's the one thing Mum always does wrong. She tells me her plan, so I know what she's doing and when she's doing it, so I can do whatever I want, whenever I want to. When I got back up to my room, I put my music on full blast, like I always do after I've just got in trouble. I guess it's my way of trying to say I'm rebelling, get used to it. After about half an hour, I dozed off and Mum came into my room, turned off my music and could tuck me into bed as she usually does. You see, some people find listening to Wells sounds relaxing, but I find listening to my music on full blast relaxing. Mum woke me up in the morning telling me that I was late for school and I need to get up. It took me about 10 minutes to get dressed and drag myself out of the house. I look at my watch, it said 10:15, so I was definitely late. I started jogging, then I reached the school gates, they were shut, so I rang the buzzer that leads to the school office, but no one answered. I stood outside the gate for at least an hour until I saw my Auntie Jane walking our dog. She was laughing at me for some reason. Look at you here in your school uniform, she said with a giggle. I didn't really know what she was going on about. Of course I'm going to be here in my school uniform. After all, it was a school day. Saturday morning, 10:15, I would have thought you'd still be in bed like your other friends. Mum, I thought to myself, she's vicious. I got butterflies in my stomach and I felt my cheeks going bright red. I was so embarrassed. How could she do that to me? When I got home, Mum was chopping lettuce for lunch. I was in a rage. I was screaming all kinds of things at her. I was right behind her now, telling her I could kill her. She turned round so quick. I felt the knife pierce my stomach. All I could do was look down. The pain was agonising. I felt myself drifting out of consciousness, and then I collapsed in a heap on the ground, and a pool of blood was soon surrounding me.